As the world fights to defeat the coronavirus, a professional wrestler in Mexico has found a way to use his special skills in the battle, and as NPR's Kerry Khan reports, he's making a profit.
The wrestler's nom de guerre is Hijo del Soberano, the sovereign son. He won't reveal his real name.
Como luchador profesional, pues sí guardamos nuestra incógnita.
Professional luchadores, or wrestlers, keep their identity secret, he told me. Up until last month, he was making a good living on the Lucha Libre circuit, Mexico's version of freestyle wrestling. Four nights a week, he would suit up in his green and gold Lycra leggings and matching character mask for bouts in his hometown, Torreón. That's, of course, until the pandemic hit. The wrestling arena was shuttered. He not only lost wages from the canceled matches, his side gig dried up too. Hijo de Soberano and his wife sew costumes and the colorfully intimidating masks the luchadores wear.
Todo lo que sea respecto a la lucha libre lo fabricamos en nuestro taller.
We make everything for the Lucha Libre experience here at our workshop, he says. Collectors around the world buy their wares, which can fetch up to $200. Hijo del Soberano says about a week or two into the lockdown, he started getting desperate. They couldn't pay bills or buy food. It was his wife who suggested they put their sewing machines to use and make surgical-style masks to guard against the virus.
Y escuché el ruido en la mañana. Se levantó muy temprano.
Early one morning, she says she heard a noise coming from their sewing room. When she woke up, she found he had sewn several different types. I just altered my skills a bit, he says, and made the masks from the nose to the chin. The coverings have all the details and flair of his full-face designs and pay homage to Mexico's most famous luchadores, like El Santo's silver mask, a blue and white covering similar to Blue Demon's, and of course his own green and gold design. The mask may not scare off the virus, but sales are off the charts. Hijo de Soberano is making more than 200 a week now. We're not lacking for money anymore, he says. We just need more hands to make more masks. Kerry Khan, NPR News, Mexico City.